Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 84. So I'm just going to get right into it. This episode, I want to talk about the fact that I think we all need to start doing more things for ourselves. Not anyone else, not for FOMO, not for any other reason other than we want to, and that thing that we're going to do is an expression of who we are. So specifically here, I'm talking about doing something creative or something that it expresses an aspect of our personalities and doing that thing for you and only you. And I'm talking about anything that could be creative. It could be starting a blog. It could be scrapbooking. It could be just as simple as wearing a dope new outfit that you like or something like that. I've seen firsthand the power of a mindset that is all about doing things creatively for yourself, despite what others may think. I've seen firsthand what that mindset can do, and it's really, really powerful. So very excited to talk about this in today's episode. Not going to do a sponsor today. Instead, I'd encourage you to get the Pursuit daily email that I run. If you're digging the podcast, if you're digging this kind of simple, no bullshit approach to self-improvement, I think you should check it out, Pursuit. There's over 100,000 people who get it every single day. It's been an incredible journey. I started this some time ago. You can go to pursuit.com, P-R-S-U-I-T.com. Get the email. It goes out Mondays through Fridays in the morning. It's free. It's always free. Of course, it's free. Just no bullshit advice from myself. And I include some helpful links in there as well. You can also follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I do love chatting with everyone. I always get back to you. So shoot me a DM, tag me, whatever. Love chatting. So that's my little plug there. Now let's get into it. So, you know, the idea for this, I've been thinking a lot recently about myself and kind of thinking a lot about the question of why do I do the things that I do? Like literally everything I do. You know, why do I do the podcast? Why do I do Pursuit? Why do I work out? Why do I buy the things I buy? Why do I hang out with the people I hang out with? Why do I watch the YouTube videos I watch? Everything. Small things, big things, everything in between. You know, why do I do them? Do I do them for myself? That's the question. And with a lot of introspection, of a lot of reflection, I think I do. I think I do the things that I do for myself. And that's something that I've really worked towards over the past couple of years, understanding when I'm doing something for me versus doing something for another reason or out of FOMO or for the wrong reason or not wanting to be left out or embarrassed or something like that. And I've really come to learn as a result the power of just doing things for yourself. No one else. Just for you and you alone. And that's why I titled the podcast, You Gotta Do It For Yourself, because I really do believe that it could be so incredibly true and incredibly powerful when you have that mentality of doing things for yourself and when you carry that throughout your life. And that's a mindset for me. It reminds me to pursue things for the sole reason that I want to do them because they express something about me. You know, to pursue things that might embarrass me, that might make people question me or make fun of me, you know, but that no longer matters to me because I've realized that when you start doing things for yourself and you really lean into that, you truly open yourself up to the world and to life and to opportunities. You know, you open yourself up at minimum because, you know, I have a feeling that if you adopted this mentality recently, you realize how different it is from how you've been living to date. It's really a stark contrast to being worried about what other people think. It's a stark contrast to wanting to please other people or even just taking that into consideration. But most of all, when you start doing things for yourself, it's incredibly freeing. It's freeing that, you know, you wake up and you realize that you don't have to be a doormat to other people's priorities, to priorities that aren't your own anymore. You can wake up and realize that you can let your passions, your interests, your hobbies, your emotions become a priority in your life. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, practicing self-love and how you need to focus on your own happiness. That's certainly part of it. And that'd be a really easy episode for me to do, right? I could just talk about how you need to be selfish, you need to love yourself and blah, blah, blah. That's easy. You've heard that. You've read that. That'd be too easy of an episode, I think. I'm literally here talking about doing things, like things, underline things for you, creative things, creative expressions, you know, not worrying about what other people think when you do those things. I think the concern around that has seriously impacted us and our lives, and it leads to what I would describe as passionless lives, living lives, working 9-to-5s that we hate, friends that don't support you maybe, and just kind of a general lack of creative output. And I really don't want that for you. You know, if you have an idea, if you have a spark of creativity, a passion, a new hobby, a curiosity, I want you to lean into that thing and let it consume you completely. I want you to be like a kid again and just play and play and play and live it. Live that creative thing. That's what I'm talking about here. And I don't want your concern for what other people will think to dissuade you from doing that thing. You know, and this isn't an earth-shattering concept. It's pretty obvious advice, I think, you know, me encouraging you to express yourself creatively. But I think it really is easier said than done. And, you know, and the reason that I'm going to dedicate an entire episode to this idea is that I firmly believe in the power of perspective. And sometimes all it takes in life is to hear something from someone at a certain time in a certain context. Could be for the first time, could be for the 100th time. But sometimes you hear it and it just clicks, and that could be the catalyst you need to change. So here I am right now in this episode encouraging you to express yourself creatively. Might be the first time you're hearing this, might be the 100th time, you know. But when it comes to expressing ourselves, whether that's just expressing your personality or through a hobby or through something you create or do, I think we're way too freaking concerned with what other people think. And the bottom line here is that you got to do it for yourself, for no one else, for you. And I saw a quote that originally actually gave me the idea for this episode. It's from Jonah Hill, the actor, and he posted it on Instagram, and I love it, and it drives this point home. And people were going nuts over it when I saw it on Instagram. The quote says, it's a little bit long, but he goes, "If you're doing something because you're imagining what people will say when they see you doing it, you're not doing it for the right reason. It's the things you do, even though you might get made fun of by those you fear seeing you do it, that define your true passions. Pursue things that scare you, even though you might embarrass yourself. The embarrassment isn't real. The people you feel embarrassed by are scared too. The hesitancy to pursue these things are what you'll regret. Do what makes you happy." And I love that quote because it's right here what I'm talking about. It's within the context of your passions, of your creative expressions. It's that specific. That's what I'm talking about here. Passions, creativity, self-expression. I think there's a need for everyone to express themselves creatively through some means, through anything, something, small, big, whatever. And I'm literally talking about anything here. I'm talking about blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, painting, doing photography, starting an Instagram account, teaching a yoga class, collecting something, scrapbooking, doing DIY, web design, whatever. You don't have to be amazing at these things. You don't have to make money from it. You just have to do something creative. You have to express yourself creatively. It could be, again, as involved as starting a podcast, or it could be as simple as wearing that outfit you think is freaking awesome, but it's unique and it's a statement piece, you know, whatever. In the end, it's all self-expression. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in saying that whether you realize it or not, you probably do want to do something creative. And you could be like, oh, you could be like, hey, so, you know, I don't really have that skill set. I'm not that creative. I don't want to be well known or famous. And that's all good. There's no pressure at all to do those things. But I think you're more creative than you realize you are. And I think the key to a whole lot of things in life is being more creative, or at least bringing whatever creativity you have to life and doing it for you. I really do think it's the key. It's the key I think to confidence, for one. I talked about this in the Big Dick Energy episode. I said that creating something of your own, whether it's a business or a creative outlet, that's the key to confidence. It's the key to creating a life that's yours, that's not copying someone else's. It's also, I think, the key to fulfillment. You know, sometimes working a 9-to-5, like I'm a realist, like sometimes you don't enjoy it, but there's no way around it right now. That's the reality of the world you live in. You know, it's not ideal, but sometimes you have to do it. But a creative outlet on the side, that could offer a lot of fulfillment, and it offers balance in your life. It could help minimize a lot of the bad negativity in your life by replacing it with positivity and, you know, that kind of selfish focus. And that's really important, I think, as well. And there's a quote from the movie Dead Poets Society, if you've ever seen it. Robin Williams is in it. He plays a teacher. And he has a line where he says the following. He says, "Medicine, law, business, engineering, those are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, those are what we stay alive for." And that's awfully deep and emotional for a dude like myself, I suppose. So I would even simplify the latter half of that quote and say self-expression. That's what we stay alive for. And that could be poetry, beauty, romance, love. Or here, I'm just generalizing. It's creative. It's self-expression. The ability to create. The ability to express yourself. That's what I'm talking about here. That, I think, I really do think that's the key to creating the life you want in a way that you see fit. So that's all I want to talk about here. I want to encourage you to do something creative. I don't want to talk about the specifics here necessarily, but rather I just want to hone in on the power of you doing this for you. You know, doing these things, being creative, expressing yourself because you want to, even in the face of other people judging you. And the reward here, I'm telling you, it's there. And it's incredibly worth it. I think, you know, my story showed this. I've lived this firsthand. When I started Pursuit, I got a lot of judgment. Oh, cool blog, Case. You know, I was working at a corporate job at the point with a lot of senior people, people making a lot of money, a lot of powerful, influential people, you know, around. And like, oh, why are you doing this? You're starting a blog? Like, that's so small. Like, how many people even visit? Like, how much money, Case, do you even make from that as a blog? And then I started doing my Instagram, right? Banging out selfies, having a photographer. And you know, like, I'd have people that I knew, I'd have coworkers, even friends would like poke fun at me subtly. You know, nice pics, Case. You know, sick glamour shots, dude. Nice candids, man. You know? And then the podcast, I'd do the podcast, and people would be like, "Case, you know, cool, man. Talking about your feelings. Right on, man. Oh, what are you, a therapist? Cool. We need to sit down and talk about it." Like, you know? Or even outside of these things, you know, I wear this this necklace all the time. It's a black necklace. It's got a screw on the end of it, a screw, like a literal screw. And to me, I like wearing it because it means something. It represents creation to me. It represents creating something from nothing. But sometimes people will see it, they're like, "Nice screw, Case." You know, like, "Hey, did you know this guy, Case? He wears a screw around his neck." It's like, yikes, you know? These are all things, I'm smiling now saying these because it means nothing to me anymore, but like people will always, always, always judge you for what they're too scared themselves to do. And in that case, in those cases, that's just creating. And I'm not saying I'm some super brave dude or anything like that, but at least I have the courage to do things that matter to me. And I couldn't care less anymore what people might think about them, you know, and I haven't always been that way. Certainly I'm still working on it, I suppose. But just like Jonah Hill said in that quote I shared, the embarrassment isn't real. You know, it's all in your head. I'll do like a photo shoot in Chicago or something, and I'll be standing on Michigan Avenue blocking traffic, and I don't care because it means something to me. It has a purpose, and I'll do it. You know, all the things I do are creative expressions of who I am, how I am as a dude. You know, the way I dress, the way I act, the things I write, the things I talk about, they're all personal creative expressions. They're creative. They're passions. They're deeply ingrained in me, but I've bypassed that old tendency of mine to be embarrassed by people's reactions to them. And that's been incredibly, incredibly freeing. But again, I think most people are still so consumed by the potential of embarrassment that they don't even consider taking a step towards that creative thing. And I'm here to tell you that when you can get to the point of adopting a mindset where you do things for yourself, it won't matter anymore. It literally won't matter anymore. When you start doing things for you, that's when the magic happens. You know, I think about myself, like with my writing, like I write for myself. Yes, it helps other people. It's great to have a huge readership, but fundamentally, I write for myself. I actually do the podcast for myself. It helps me grow. It helps me communicate. I do it for me. And obviously, it's a huge, amazing, humbling benefit that it helps other people as well. But that's not why I started those things. You know, I started them for me as a creative outlet to do it for myself. And because my mindset has always been that way around the things that I'm doing right now, there's no criticism or embarrassment that will stop me, that can stop me, frankly. And I think that's the mentality to have. Granted, there's certain ups and downs in that mentality for me. I'm not superhuman, but I think that's the mentality we need to strive to have. And again, I'm not saying that, oh, you need to start a podcast or start a business, although I think that's awesome and great. But I think there's anything in your life that you can bring to life that's an expression of yourself, that's where you need to be. And do it because you want to do it for yourself and because maybe you've been too scared to do it to date. You know, I don't want you to regret that hesitation down the road. I don't want you to regret staying in your comfort zone. I don't want that for you because I realize that the longer you stay in that comfort zone, frankly, like the smaller you become. Like literally, I think the longer you stay in your comfort zone, you actually lose growth. You decline, you retreat, you lose momentum. And every time you retreat to the safety of your comfort zone, of your routine, of whatever, you're literally building up regret as well. And I really believe that. And I think comfort, frankly, is more dangerous than you might think for the very reason that it teaches you that you shouldn't or you don't have to do things for yourself. You retreat to your comfort zone when you get the urge to express yourself, when you get the urge to go left when others are going right. You know, you retreat there when FOMO is strong and you give in. You know, I think we should stop that. We should stop that immediately. You know, I think the key to resisting that temptation is to realize that the things you care about, the things you're passionate about, are curious about, those are the things that you should lean into with your complete heart, with the full realization that you may get made fun of, you know, but it won't matter. It doesn't matter because you're expressing yourself through those things. You know, it doesn't matter because you're the only one responsible for your happiness. And if making sculptures out of cheese makes you happy, if taking photos around Chicago on the weekends makes you happy, if learning to produce music makes you happy, you should do it. You should do it and share it without any fear whatsoever, no hesitation. You know, and real, personal, genuine happiness I've found comes from you and you alone. It's cliche to say, but I'm saying it again, power of perspective. That happiness comes from letting go of what people might think and just doing things for the sole reason that you want to and that you're doing it for yourself. And, you know, I'd ask you, you know, can you look at your life right now and identify some things that you do for you and only you? You know, where there's no ulterior motive, where you're not trying to impress other people, you're not maybe hoping for approval or recognition. You're literally doing it for yourself. If you say no, I'd say no worries. I think it's normal. But I think you can get to a mindset that encourages you to do more things for yourself. And next time you ask yourself that question, you'll say you have those things. And that's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about sitting still in your apartment after listening to this episode and making a list of things that interest you, that you're curious about, that maybe you've seen or heard, things that you wish you would have done before or will do in the future, but haven't because you didn't want to be seen as a beginner or didn't have the confidence to even try. You know, I want you to do that. You know, I don't care how silly you look or the potential for failing or being embarrassed or being made fun of. You know, be that person who does those things on their own, who signs up for a class they know nothing about. You know, be that person who people might bump into on a Saturday afternoon in your city and you're just doing random things on your own. You know, be that person who writes, who sings, who paints, who creates, who dresses loud, who dresses whatever way they want. Be that person who's eccentric, who nerds out over that passion of theirs, whether it's big or small, whether it's a business, whether it's a hobby, or just a creative outlet. You know, be that person. Because in my opinion, that person is someone who does things for themselves, for the right reason. And when you can say you're doing that, you separate yourself from, I think, the majority of people. You know, you're building a life for yourself that is you. You're not plagiarizing someone else's. You're not copying. You're literally creating and you're expressing yourself because you want to. And the result is you're not afraid of how that self-expression might be seen because it means something to you. And that's all that matters. So that's it. I'm going to end it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I'd love to know. I'd love for you to shoot me a DM on Instagram, tag me, whatever you got to do, at case.kenny. Let me know what you're passionate about, how you're expressing yourself. I'd love to know your reaction to that. So thank you so much again, also for supporting the podcast. It really does mean the world to me. So until next episode, I'm out.